Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to the Wise Men Say Preview Show. We're back slightly later than usual to preview the trip to Middlesbrough on Sunday, pretty much morning, and have a quick look back at the transfer window, but not too much because it's been done to death. Joining me and Frank here is Richard Easterbrook. Hello, Richard.
Hello, you're right.
Yes, I'm okay. I've just got in from work. This is commitment. Hi.
Yes, well, I'm still at work, so that's
that. Well, yes, if you are, if your boss Gary is listening, then you know you weren't at work, obviously.
No, you broke up there. Sorry.
Oh, I was just saying you were taking a break.
All right. Did you think I was just meeting it with a stony silence?
Yeah, as they are. I think it's because I'd not clicked the thing to say it was okay to record this. So I think I clicked that, and then it seemed to break the. The internet computer. See, having a nice it's Friday as well, which is even more commitment. Rich is drinking from a big bottle of milk again. Are you having a nice Friday? Did you enjoy the transfer window?
I didn't enjoy it. I watched Sky Sports News like for the first time in ages, and God, that place has lost its luster.
It's terrible. I don't know whether
I've grown out of it, but maybe I have, but it was just, there was like just four people in a studio trying to be mates with each other.
Yeah, it was really weird. They were playing darts.
Tell us who signed for Nottingham Forest and go home.
Yeah, they were playing darts with each other and stuff. I think partly because there wasn't many stories breaking. They were very glad of
Let's
that.
Turn off then, put The Simpsons on or something.
they were very glad of that Formula One story, I think. Because they spent most of the day talking about Ayrton Senna or whoever's leaving some team. I don't know about Formula.
It's Jean Alesi.
Jean, right, yes. The business we did, I think the signings we made are all right. Like, you know, the Styles seems to be utility player, fair enough, bring them in. The lad from Leeds, we need a cover in that position, so I don't have an issue with that. And the, I've forgotten his name, the exciting winger we've signed,
Romain Mundley.
Yes, he looks quite exciting. I don't think it's a position that we massively needed to strengthen in, and I think we've neglected other areas. But the additions I've got no issue with, but I just think we've left ourselves short again, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't have, as you say, I don't have any problems at all with the players that have come in, but the failure to bring in a centre forward and a defensive midfielder is just glaring. You can't look beyond it. And it's just deja vu because we find ourselves sitting here on, you know, early February going, well, they've not done it again.
Yeah, there's nothing really to say anymore because it's like, they're obviously not.
I was going to say it's almost funny, but it's not. It's not funny.
It's not, I mean, because the data, you know, we're all told that there's a data-led approach. How is that data not telling you need to sign a centre midfielder and a centre forward to put it? Even said today that we don't convert the chances we create. Get someone that will then. Like, we play some really good stuff, and like we've been absolute rot for weeks, and we're like We could go fifth on Sunday. Like,
Yeah.
it seems to be like they've just given up again and bought, like, oh, it's fine, we can develop these, which is okay, you know, that I get it. I do, to a point. But it's like there were players there, and I don't think that press conference, I didn't watch it. But from what he said, I don't think he's really helped himself, to be honest, Speakman.
I understand he was a bit more not apologetic, but kind of accepting that we were in the market for strikers and cost became an issue and kind of responsibility to be, sustainable and know that every player has its cost and probably not, you don't want to kind of break the bank to get a player.
That's fair enough to
But
an extent, but
it
sometimes,
doesn't, yeah, it doesn't have to be that way, does it?
like, sometimes you have to. Like, sometimes you think, oh, like, if we give this a really good go, we do stand a chance. I'm not saying at the point, and there seems to be, at the minute, no sort of balance. It's always like, if you think we should sign a striker, people think, you seem to think we should pay 60 grand a week for someone. I'm not saying, like, you know, plunge the club into, like, massive difficulty, but you take a bit of a punt and be like, this doesn't work. You know, we're hoping this is the thing that's gonna do it for us. If it doesn't work, we tried, and it's not gonna be the end of the world. There's a balance there to be had, I think. You know, I'm not saying wanting to sign a midfielder and a striker isn't the same as going, oh, we should buy, like, people for 8 million pounds who might be shit. Like, that's not the point that I think people are making. And you can't just throw the leveller of, well, before Speakman we're in League Ones. Like, how long are you going to say that for? Like, it's just because, like, we shouldn't have been in League One for 4 seasons anyway, regardless. And then you can just look back at any team and go, oh, well, that team years ago was much better than this one. Like, you can't just keep doing that. I get it, you know, he's done some good stuff. You brought some good players in, and we've held on to Clark, and obviously Robert signed a new deal, but and Neil, but it's like you've held on to Clark, but you know, you're quite stubborn, and rightly so. But it's like, well, why? Almost sometimes you're like, well, because he's probably going to go in the summer. If you bought someone to play with him up front, we might get promoted, and then he might stay. I don't know. Like, it just seems a bit. I think it's great that they've kept Jack Clarke, and he obviously is a massive chance. He's one of our biggest chances of making the playoffs, but we'd have given ourselves a hell of a lot more if we just brought someone in to convert the chances he and Roberts create.
Yeah. I think that Mundley would have been a, I don't know whether he was like an insurance policy
Maybe.
in case someone did come in on Thursday with a a sizable offer for Clark that we couldn't have turned down. Being well aware of the fact that a good chunk of it has to go to Spurs
Yeah.
as well. So in that respect, it's and we seem to have a penchant for signing wingers, and maybe because they're more freely available, or maybe we've got really good data in that department.
Do you
But
think, say, the
I don't
wingers?
understand. No, I just don't understand how it always seemed to be stacked in midfield and on the wings and not in like two pretty key areas of the pitch, which is like two specialist roles as well, which is
Yeah.
a striker and a defensive midfielder. And by their own admission, the club have said that the two lads in there in the defensive role, Ekwa and Dan Neil, aren't defensive midfielders. I think it's pretty clear that they're not, the two good
Nice.
players. I know we changed it a little bit on Saturday and played like three across the midfield, but you still need one of those to be the furthest back and the one that can, cut passing lanes and block moves before they happen, and break play up. We
Yeah.
just don't have that, and it's side any decent side worth its salt would probably exploit that.
Yeah, I think, like, the midfield one's just so strange. It's like, I think I'd give Seelt the run and with, like, the Kirchhoff role that he played.
Yeah, well, he looks quite comfortable on the ball.
No, he does. He does. He just doesn't have, you know, he doesn't have the wing sort of play to do it at right back. I was just touching on
Yeah.
what you said before there, like the winger situation, how we're always stacked. It's like This is where I think sometimes the obsession with developing these players for a profit is getting in the way of the balance of the squad, because it's like, oh, we can develop these and sell them on for a profit. Yeah, but we've got like six wingers now.
Yeah.
Like, we could do this with a midfielder. The dog's turned the telly on. It's quite funny.
What's he watching?
It's probably
Pointless or
Ariana
something?
Grande or something.
Oh, he likes that.
It's quite annoying actually. Probably turn it off. But it just like seems to be an imbalance. It's like, oh, yeah, we can develop. You know, he's a good. This is a good buy. It's like, yeah, but we could. But it's like going into a shop and like buying like 25 t-shirts because of a really good price, and just not buying any trousers.
Yeah.
It's like you're gonna look like a moron, like because oh, I've got great t-shirt, yeah, mate, but you know, you need to sort that out because like it's fundamental to the outfit.
Yeah.
And to getting arrested. But I think like I don't have an argument, I don't have a criticism of the incomings, like the actual ones we've brought in too, because I don't know anything about them for a start. But I think that there's obviously a lot about them and there's reasons why they've brought them in, etc. I just think we're sure, but that's fine.
Yeah, well,
That's
what
the
we
way
do
that's.
have now is a little bit of versatility and some also some opportunity, some a little bit of choice on the left-hand side.
Yeah.
I know, obviously, like, as you say, is injured and as is Dennis Sergin. But without those in the team, you've only got Pierre Ekwa, and Patrick Roberts that are left-footed on the team, and it does
Yeah.
look pretty odd, especially when Roberts isn't playing at the moment. Like, you've got one left-footer on the team, and it looks really weird because you've got. You've got Jack Clark who is dominant on his right, so he'll cut it inside and there's nobody on the overlap to put a ball in. Now Clark is good at putting a ball in with his left, cutting down to the byline and cutting across, but you just look it does look weird. And I know that
More of a
09 can,
dinked ball, isn't it?
yeah, it is, because it was a little chip rather than a whip or a driven
Yeah.
cross. But I can say that 09 is. He's pretty level with both feet in terms of those diagonals that he can play,
Yeah.
but you need a bit of balance. And I think defensively, the likes of Leo Hjelde and Callum Stiles might bring a little bit more balance to the back end of the team.
Yeah. No, I think.
We do have Caddy from Barnsley, who's provided his thoughts on Callum Stiles.
Oh, do we? Shall we go to him now?
We'll go to him now because he's got some good stuff to say about him, and then we'll come back and talk more about other
About
stuff.
Borough.
Yeah, good idea.
All right. All right. See you in a bit.
Hey, lads. Caddy here from Transferzine. Got a few questions to answer about Callum Stiles. Now he's joined Sunderland on loan. First question was about what was his best position? Sorry. So what's Stiles' best position? In my opinion, his best position is left wing back. That's where he played for Barnsley in our sort of most successful recent season when we got to the playoffs in the Championship. He was playing left wing back in a back five or a back three. But he sees himself as more of like a central player, and that's where he plays for Hungary. He's never really stood out to me there compared to like the three centre mids we've got. And he's never really played there or had a big run of games there for Barnsley. I believe that's where he played for Millwall, and we'll come on to that a little bit later. But in terms of like, could he play a defensive midfield, which is another question that a lot of people are wondering at Sunderland. Like very possibly, he's got all like the technical ability for it. He's good with both feet. He's like is what I describe as like an all-rounder. So like his passing's good, his dribbling's good, his finishing from range is particularly like what I'd say one of his like standout attributes. Like he gets the odd goal from outside the box. The only things that could maybe hinder him in that position in the Championship are he's a bit smaller in stature. So you know like he could sort of lose those aerial battles if you play in a team who sort of plays like that. But he does get himself about a bit, especially when he's motivated. I'd say like the biggest problem with him at Barnsley for the last few years is he was in a Championship playoff team at one point, and then he found himself getting relegated the following season, and then he went on loan to Millwall, where from what I can tell, like he had a pretty decent stint at first, and then he picked up a bad injury. That's pretty much all I know about that one. and then he's back at Barnsley, where we've planned the team around him sort of not being there, and then through like one reason or another, he sort of ended up back at us, where he's sort of playing one game at left wing back, then at centre mid again, then at left wing back, and I think his head sort of isn't really in it, or his heart maybe isn't really in it as much, because I think he sees himself as a Championship player, and especially with his hopes of going to the Euros with Hungary. To sum up, basically, if I was a Sunderland fan, the optimist in me would be saying we're picking up someone who's 24, who 23 turning 24. If you do sign him permanently, it'll be relatively cheap for a player of his calibre, to say he's got like Hungary caps and he's played in the Championship before. He has played loads of games in League 2, in League 1, and nearly got promoted from the Championship and had Prem teams after him. So you could argue that. The pessimist in me would be saying we're signing a guy who's 24 and not really nailed down a proper position for himself and hasn't really set League 1 alight this year. So you could argue that as well. But then you could argue he maybe just needs a fresh start. So it's one of those. I think a loan signing with a view to buying permanently probably works out really good for you guys. Because if he does go to you guys and do really well, then you've got the option to sign him. I think on our end, the release clause was, like, it's rumoured to be about 2 million, but I think given that his contract will be up in a year when he comes back off loan, I'm sure you guys will have some room to manoeuvre there in terms of, like, your negotiation position. And last little thing to plug the magazine. It's at TRASFERTAZINE, Trasfertazine on Twitter. It's like a little fanzine type of thing. We do like football and travel stories and like stories from like the wider reaches of the game. Latest magazines got like issues from Latvia and from Norway and Spain, stories from places like that. So a little bit further afield than usual. It's sort of like, imagine a club fanzine without a club. That's the only way I can describe it, basically. And one last shout out to my friend Liam Moir, who is a Sunderland fan from university. Or Moyer, I don't know if I don't know what his surnames, I can't pronounce them today. I know he's a massive Sunderland fan, he'll probably listen to this. So yeah, have a good one, lads.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome back to the Wise Men's podcast. Thanks to Caddy for that. He's on Twitter at CaddyWMC. So it's a working man's club.
Yeah, wonder if he's a CIU approved.
I hope so. Affiliated.
Affiliated, yeah. Paying you 10 pence at the door.
Yeah, I know. I'm a member, actually. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I still am.
Not the Caddy WMC. I don't know where that is. Barnsley, I presume. Millview. So, yeah. Good in that. Don't go, though.
Yeah. Love working men's clubs.
Yeah, they're good for a bit. But then it's like, it feels like I'm in a home now. So really warm in here. Is anyone else really warm? Like really warm.
You have to have the lights on really bright in the middle.
Yeah. That rounds up the Barnsley and Working Men's Club section of the pod. And we'll move on now to the A19 and Middlesbrough. It seems like we play Middlesbrough like every week.
It doesn't feel that long since the 4-0. Doesn't feel that long at all. Like,
Nah,
when was that? When was that? October,
it's
September?
yeah, October maybe. Yeah,
Seems to
I'm
have come along
annoyed.
quickly.
I think like it's a tricky one, this, because I've watched Borough a few times and I'm like, they don't seem great, but then they'll pull results out of the bag and they'll go on a run. I think that's what they do under Carrick. He seems to be quite streaky in terms of the
Yeah.
runs that go on. Like they had a terrible start and then picked right up, went into the playoffs at one point, I think, or went above us, and then tailed away again. But then, got the cup semi-final. All right, yeah, they lost, but gave a good themsel account of themselves against Villa in the FA Cup, and then they drew at home to Rotherham. So I don't really know what to expect from Middlesbrough. All I know is that we usually lose this game. Especially away, I think it's been 2005, the last time we beat them in the league away. Is that
Well,
right?
was that the Arca? The Arca free
Yeah,
kick?
and Liam Miller scored.
Tommy Miller did, didn't he?
Oh
Or was it
no,
Liam Miller?
it might be.
Was one.
I don't
Was.
know. We definitely won that because we won four games that season. It won't be particularly difficult to three games. Three games.
I'll call it up. I'll call it up
Three
on the old internet.
games. We beat Middlesbrough, West Brom, and Fulham.
Yeah, and I
I don't know
saw.
if we've beaten them away since. We have in the cup. We beat them in extra time, obviously, when Sessegnon scored.
Yeah, I remember that. You're right. It was no, I was right. It was Tommy Miller scored after 2 minutes, and then Julio Arca scored
Yeah,
with his famous ladder
of
celebration.
course. Liam Miller was the keen time. It was a few years later, wasn't
Yeah, we hadn't signed him by this point.
it? Yeah,
So,
it's easy to forget Tommy Miller.
yeah, according to the Premier League, we played a 3-6-1 formation.
It's quite bold.
I think that's just going with the players in the normal positions. So, like, you had Kelvin Davis in goal, Gary Breen,
This
Caldwell, and
team is
Justin
going to make
Hoyt
me physically ill. This
in
team.
defence. In the midfield, I don't. This is
This
obviously a
is
mistake.
noteworthy in
The
midfield
midfield of Nairn Nosworthy, Christian Vasila, Andy Gray, Dean Whitehead, Tommy Miller, and
Andy.
Julio Arca with Stephen Elliott up front.
Andy Gray anger in the midfield.
I think what it would have been is very much a 4-4-2.
I imagine, yes, I believe so. Well, I think that was the last time we beat them in the league there. Is that right? Have you found that out as well?
I haven't found that out, but I'll
Can
find
you
that out
find
for
them?
you.
This is most people would do this before
Yeah.
on.
Well, we're doing our
But I
best
can't think of a time
as
where we
we
have,
go.
apart from that cup game. I know I've been loads of times where we've drawn and lost, but that's the only win I can remember. Talk amongst yourselves. Does everyone have a nice Christmas?
FA Cup. FA Cup in 2012, we won 2-1.
I know, well, that's the one I'm.
Yeah, it's the one you've said. Middlesbrough v Sunderland. Yeah, it was 2006.
Yeah, so
Yeah,
well,
2005, yeah.
yeah, so I was spot on there. So
Yep.
stop clock twice a day and all that. Well,
Excellent.
it's nearly 20 years since we won at the Riverside in the league. Roberts is back, pending getting through training today, which I imagine he either has or hasn't now. So it's like.
He's listening now with the ice pack on his hands, thinking, "Nah, not
Yeah.
happening, lads."
So that's obviously a positive because he comes back in for me, but he might not be fit enough to start. And obviously, Barr had a really good game last week, so it's not a bad thing to have a lot of competition there. People in form. And obviously, Styles is not available, so it might well be as it was in the middle. With Neil and Ekwa. Oh, come on.
Yeah, no, it was good.
And,
I think well, I think Mundley's available to play, isn't he? I don't know if he got his
yes,
international clearance, but
I presume so. They haven't said there's been any
presume.
issues with that.
Yeah. So that's that, that's an option. I think it would be really harsh on Barr to on his best
Yeah.
performance in some in
It
a
just
Sunderland
happened to
shirt.
him, though, this.
Yeah.
I
Sorry,
cheated all
son.
of that. So he's on the barracks park now. Robert's just like, "Hi, sit down, son." He's from Castle. He's actually from
Is
Barracks, Robert. Yeah.
yeah, I've heard that. You wouldn't be able to tell by talking to him,
No,
but
it just
what's that accent on?
sometimes the accent slips out, like when he's had a few.
Way.
I want to. But yeah, obviously Mienda's gone out on loan, so that probably opens the door a little bit more for Hamir to make an impact when the subs are made. And obviously Mateta's gone, so there's no cover there now. And Triantis has departed. No, he's not died. He's
He's not
like,
dead.
he's just got the Hibs. And yeah, in terms of I don't know what I expect from Bale, to be honest. Team wise, I don't think Roberts will start purely with a bit of muscular injury he's been out with as well. And it's going to be quite a frantic game, you'd think. It always is. But yeah, what are you expecting, really? Do you
Well,
think we?
just that it's going to be a bit, there's going to be a lot of players trying to prove themselves, and also there's going to be a bit of, trying to prove ourselves as a better team than we were in, earlier on in the season, because we were, completely humbled.
It was a
Like
really
not.
good first half, that. Like, the game was really good. It was shaping up to be like an excellent game of football.
The referee spoiled
And the
it all.
referee did ruin it, yeah. And he was refereeing the end of the night, and I just get like this irrational anger whenever I see him. But it was a really good game. Both sides were trying to win it, and it was end to end, and could have gone either way going into the second half. So kind of hopefully it pans out a bit like that. We did collapse in the second half quite meekly, so that'll be on the minds of the players. Hopefully they're wanting to put that right. Dan Neil's probably not going to say anything, I would have thought, in this game.
Yeah, just keep quiet. uh,
Yeah, which
I
is
don't, I
wrong,
don't blame him.
really. But yeah, like I'm not too, I wouldn't say too worried about it. I always worry about going to Middlesbrough because of our just atrocious record at the Riverside. But a lot will depend, I think, on the first 20 minutes, half an hour. In terms of, you don't want to go behind in this game usually, because it can be very difficult then to get a foothold on it, especially, with a kind of lack of form we've been in, although remarkably we are really close to fifth place still. And we did play quite well last week against Stoke, so Bale, I think, deserves a bit of credit for that. And he's kind of probably a little bit pleased the transfer window's come along, because it's kind of kept him out of the limelight this week.
Yeah, it's been like completely distracted from, this isn't a game I get to, like, this is completely different to the washing machine of emotions that you get
Oh,
for
yeah, but
the
it
tiny
is
weird
still
derby,
quite
but
like, it's still a
you don't want to
very,
lose, do you?
not really, no. Like, we do, though, quite regularly.
Yeah. I'm just trying to find out who the referee is.
Better not be him, that loser from Australia.
No, it's not. It's Darren England.
Right, oh, well, from England, it's the Ashes then.
With Edward Smart and Nick Greenhall.
Eddie
Which is
Smart.
Eddie Smart. So, yeah.
Predictions?
Yes. I think I'd like to I think we're gonna draw this 2-2.
Oh, but yeah, I'm quite fine. I would go along with that, yeah. We should do a bet on that, I think. First goal scorer?
Dan Neil.
Phil Stamp for me.
Phil Stamp. Steve Vickers.
Yeah. Robbie Musto with the second one for Middlesbrough. Anything else you want to whinge about or say is good or pretend is good or?
No, we had we put out a post on Twitter earlier, or X, stupid thing, earlier about what people thought of the transfer window. I
Oh,
think it
yeah.
was universally, like you'd look around the average of a rating out of 10, you were looking at 4 out of 10, 5 out of 10.
Yeah, I'd rate
People,
it just mediocre, aren't you?
I think people echoed what we've just said, like happy with the incomings, but we needed that striker. I was going to go through and read a couple of them out, but there's quite a lot of them, and I can't bother.
Should we just not? You can just go on Twitter and read them.
Yeah, I retweeted them, so...
Yeah. Friday night. It's,
it is.
People have got stuff to do. We've had a couple of requests. We're obviously going away next week, so we could maybe do some kind of podcast on our journey, which would be quite funny.
Yeah.
Preview
pod, yeah, definitely.
On the train, I think would be quite nice.
Yeah, I just don't know who'd put that out.
Yeah, you would have be quite, yeah. Take the laptop. We should email it to the listeners and get them to put it out.
Yeah, can just release the raw footage.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no. It's just like when you disappeared off Twitter randomly. Oh, God, what's he done? is it the chat?
Don't look at the news.
Don't turn the news on. right, and on that note, all that's left to say is enjoy the trip to Middlesbrough. So no one ever. And I was going to say Merry Christmas.
Yeah, all the best.
All the best, and thanks very much for listening.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.